This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Thousands of people have been helped in Shildon, County Durham, by Shildon Alive, a project set up by St John's Church in the town. The Reverend David Tomlinson, priest in charge, talks about its work, from community gardens to a food bank, a credit union, a mini Santa project for the elderly, and guerrilla gardening for children.
Shildon, as a community, is fairly deprived, and I would say one of the key things that we wanted to do as a church was to listen to the community, and in listening to the community, got to get some sense of what it means to walk with the folk that make up that community. I feel very much that I'm called to the parish, not simply to a congregation, and so listening to that parish was vital if we were going to begin to make a difference. So the first thing that we did was establish a community garden, and that was on a large vacant site where there used to be allotments, and the site was a former mine site actually, and the local town council was very keen for it to be redeveloped as allotments once again. So they approached us as a church and said, were we interested, knowing that we were looking at walking with the community. So the community garden that was at that end of Shildon, at what's called Furnace Pit, was the first community garden that we opened, and we opened that in 2012. We put in an infrastructure, disabled toilets, a meeting room, polytunnels, greenhouse, lots and lots of raised beds, all that kind of stuff, which made it immediately very accessible both to community groups, to schools, and to other people in the town who simply wanted to get involved. And that garden became the vehicle through which we listened to the community to allow us to then begin to move forward step by step to develop the rest of the project. The next step after that was attempting to create some accessible space that people could engage with in the very centre of the town. So we took a shop unit, and which we call the hub, and that shop unit became the place from which we managed and supported the various projects that we ran. And the shop unit is looked after on a daily basis by around 46 volunteers on a rota, and I have two full-time members of staff who also are based there. One is our community development worker and project manager, Paula, and the other one is an advocate for the poor, Catherine Jennings.
Can you tell me a bit about the projects that are run from the hub?
I can. From the hub itself, we run a credit union. The credit union is, in fact, in terms of savings, is the second largest centre for the credit union in the northeast. We run it out of our three local primary schools as well as from the hub, collecting about £1,000 a week, in savings that come into us. Now, that was a deliberate response to the number of loan sharks that we know operate in our community, and an attempt to begin to challenge some of that, because obviously with the credit union it gave savers the opportunity to have low-cost loans. So we encourage people who come in to use the food bank, which also runs from the hub, to think about saving and joining the credit union as a way of beginning to budget more appropriately in the longer term. We also run from the hub various drop-ins. We have a housing drop-in, we have an alcohol drop-in, and we've had various other drop-ins that run for certain periods. We had a drugs drop-in, for example, but unfortunately the organisation we're in partnership with lost their funding, so withdrew their worker, and so we weren't able to continue to offer that. We also run a general chat service where people come in and are befriended, and probably an advocacy service is one of the key parts of what we do. You know, one of the great challenges that people have is benefit sanctions, and benefit sanctions often seem to hit people without warning. So perhaps they've missed an appointment at the job centre. There is no job centre in Shildon, so the nearest one is a 4-mile walk away. And if you have no credit on your phone, you're ill, or something else happens, you simply can't get there. Usually then the benefit payment that was due to come in the following Friday hasn't come in. The person doesn't know that until they get to Monday and discover they have no money, and perhaps they get a letter on the Monday or Tuesday informing them why they've been sanctioned. So our advocate works to support people in that position to challenge their sanction and seek to get the benefits reinstated wherever appropriate, as well as signposting people both to employment opportunities, to debt counselling, and to whatever it is that has got them in the position that they're in at the moment that they might need support to find their way out of. The food bank runs from the hub, and last year we gave away around 6,500 meals, which bear in mind we're a community, or Shildon is a town of 10,500 people. It's a lot of meals being given away. We're one of the most deprived. We're in the bottom 500 in the country, sadly, in terms of economic deprivation. And the adjoining parish that I also look after is in the bottom 150 in the country. So it's even worse, and we support both parishes. So the community, but the food bank is as a result very busy. I mean, during the summer holidays, we had twice the number of families with children coming for support as we had the previous year. And our volunteers often spend their days packing bags and sorting out recipe cards, which we put in the bags with the food, and again working with people to ascertain why they're in the position they're in when they come in.
And you had recently, well, every year you have an appeal for 1,000 cans.
Yes,
we do. How did it go this year?
It went really well, actually. It's become almost like a local event that there's posters up all over the town saying, you know, the October 1,000 can challenge is here. And the first year we thought 1,000 cans was maybe a little bit pushing it a little bit far, and we're a town that has no supermarkets, no banks, and so we can't have a collection point in the local supermarket where people drop tins of food in, because we don't have one to do that with, and so the primary schools got very involved, and the first year we ever did that we had just over 1,000 cans, which was amazing. Last year we almost got to 2,000. This year we at the moment are on 2,048, but there will be more to come, which is an amazing number of tins of food coming in. And certainly we'll probably, by the time the secondary school, that they don't give theirs till December, by the time their donation comes in, we'll probably be at least 2,500 tins of food, which should see us through until the end of January, I think, which is a huge boost to our bank.
Can you tell me about guerrilla gardening? That's one of your projects.
Yeah, it is. The guerrilla gardening began actually with an idea I had a few years ago now. The idea in my head at the time was that we would have maybe 20 children, each with a wheelbarrow and a flower in their wheelbarrow and a spade, and they would wheel them along the main street of the town, and they would go and plant them somewhere and make the town look pretty. But the idea has absolutely been taken up with such enthusiasm that we have had hundreds and hundreds of children, over 800 primary school children and quite a number of secondary school children, which is almost all the children in the town engaged with that this year, which was our third year of running that. And it's just been a huge success on a number of levels. First of all, the young people and children feel that they own their community. We've seen a massive decrease in the number of flower beds vandalised. There's little signs on the bed saying planted by the children of whatever school they've come from, or planted by whatever group they've come from. And it is a huge thing. It's become a huge thing for our community development worker to manage that now.
There's also another, what sounds like a really nice project.
Yes,
tell
it is.
Us a bit about the mini centres.
Yes, well, when we do community listening exercises, there are certain things that always jump out, and one of those things is the fear of the young by the old, particularly when you get groups of young people. And another major issue is old people who are socially isolated, because a lot of families have moved away to get work elsewhere. And someone who's older gets left behind and doesn't see people, particularly in the winter months. So the idea of mini Santas was to reverse the Father Christmas role of coming to children and having children going to old people instead. So with the support of the social service department, we were able to identify a whole host of older folk who would appreciate a visit. We had just 40 children, because that was enough, and they all dress up as Santa and go and knock on the door and sing a song and give the person in the house a present. And the presents have varied. This year everybody's getting a little Christmas cake. Last year it was a mug full of sweets. The previous year it was candy canes and chocolate coins, but they weren't quite so well received. But the children chose them. But the mug and sweets, and certainly the cake, I think is a great idea. And it's been so well received, and the children do it over 2 days, so they're going around Shildon all dressed up, and again it creates a happy buzz, and the children are giving something. It's breaking down that fear of the young, it's challenging isolation, as well as, I think, as a church, is serving our community in a way which brings life at a particularly bleak time of year.
How did the old people react to having the mini Santas?
Absolutely loved it. I mean, we had one person, actually, one old man last year, who subsequently bought us a book of poems into the hub that he'd written all about the children visiting them. About eight poems he'd written in this little book that he'd made himself and folded up, and wondered if we would be able to read them in one of the services, which we subsequently did. And we had lots of cards saying how much they appreciated, how much it had made their Christmas, and how they never see anybody, and it made them feel like the community was alive again. And so lots of really positive reaction.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.